Welcome to another of our ongoing discussions about JAWS for Windows and writing scripts for said same. We've talked a lot about integer variables and functions last time in particular, and all about dealing with integers. But of course, we all love strings because that's where information and English, if you like English, spoken words are expressed in strings. Any variable, as you know, can have its own data type, and let's declare some strings and see how we manipulate them. In fact, let's write a function to add something to a string and return it to us. We had our multiply function left over from yesterday.
Shift F2, test to left, there and right, shift F2, multiply.
There it is, and let's just get rid of it. We don't really want it anymore, and I think the hotkey for that was Control-Delete, wasn't it?
Control-Delete.
Was it?
Blend.
Yep.
Blend script.
It is gone. We don't have the multiply function anymore.
F2, test to left, there and right, there and.
Back to our little, Yeah, let's back up above the test 2 script.
Script blend.
And just to prove that we can write ridiculous, pointless functions, let's call this one add dog. What I want to do is pass a string into this and have it add the word dog and return it back to us. Okay?
Control E, the script, general page, script name, colon.
Now, to make this say speak correctly on synthesizers that are knowledgeable, we'll do some shifting here.
A-D-D-D-O-G.
So we got some uppercase letters there.
Script name colon at dog.
A-D-D-D-O-G. Actually comes out correctly.
Ab can be attached to key, not yet. Ab synopsis colon.
A-D-D-S
script E script of O-R-D script E-O-G. Ab description colon. A-D-D-S script E script.
Okay.
Add the word dog to a string and returns the result.
Okay, I was a good boy and I typed something into description. So it'll come up in the inserts dialog.
Tab category colon. Tab function returns colon.
Okay. It returns a string, so let's type S here.
S. Function returns colon string.
And I did a down arrow to make it get to that. So it is going to be a string valued function.
Tab returns description colon. T-A-E space. I-N-T-U-T. The input string plus the word dog.
Okay. That's what it's going to be.
Tab okay.
Okay, do I need parameters? Yep, we do.
Tab, help, tab, general. Parameters, tab.
I did a right arrow there.
Tab, existing, tab, new parameter, colon.
A new parameter, which is going to be, just call it in.
I, N.
Okay.
Tab, by reference, not yet.
You know what by reference is? No, we haven't talked about that. It turns out that there's more than one way to return a value from a function. You know, its name can have a value, but you can also write a value from the function back out to the parameter that you called. Okay, what does that mean? Let's see here. Remember when we had the multiply function and we said multiply left parent x, comma, right or y, right parent, when we called that function? Inside the multiply function, we could have had a statement that said let x equals 0 or something like that. And what it would have done is messed with our copy of x. In our function, we had a local variable called x, and we had it set to 17 or something like that. And if we did this by reference thing, had this checked here, that would allow the multiply function to change our value of x. If we don't check this, then they can't mess with it. If they change the value of x inside multiply, it'll be just a local kind of activity. It won't actually affect our value. Sometimes you want to do that. I don't normally do it, but there are ways to return lots of pieces of information from a function by checking this little box here.
By reference, not yet.
By reference.
Tab description colon.
What was I talking about? Oh, the description of our in string. The input string. The string.
T-A-E space S-T-R-I-F-G space T-O space A-P-E space E-O-R space D-O-G space T-O. Description colon the string to add the word dog to. To dog war O-R space D-D dog to blank. Description colon the string to add the word dog to.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do.
Tab available types colon not selected handle.
This is a string.
Handle.
Well, I just pushed a down arrow to get us into that box.
S, string.
String.
String 4-4.
That's what we want.
Tab. Add.
Add.
Enter. New parameter, colon.
Cannot determine default button. Shift tab. OK.
Back to the OK. We have one function parameter now. We'll push the OK button.
Enter.
Notepad.jss.
And let's see what it says.
Length. String function add dog left parent string and right parent.
String function add dog. And parentheses. String in. So we have one parameter. It's a variable called in, and it's of type string, and our function will return type string.
When?
Here we'll just, let's see, we'll say let
let space in space equals space in space plus space quote space dog quote.
All right, so that little statement there now should concatenate or add the word dog to the end of the string. And when I said dog, I put a quote, space, D-O-G, quote.
Let it equals and plus quote, dog quote.
And that will generally do that. And now we go to the next line here.
Enter.
And we can say return.
R-E-T-U-R-N, space, left parent, I-N, right parent.
Len.
Okay, that's our function, and we're going to return the new string with that value concatenated to it.
When? And when?
Let's go down to our script again.
F2.
F2 left there and right there. Script F2 left there. When?
And
enter.
Let's say we'll do a say string.
S-A-Y-S-T-R-I-N-G space left there.
And then we'll mention our function here, which was, what was it, add dog?
Control I.
Insert function 1.
I know, let's see it.
A, D, D.
Add dog.
Add dog, there it is.
Enter.
The string to add the word dog to.
Okay, now, here, it's asking me for the parameter to the add dog function. I can mention a variable which is of type string. I can mention any other function which will return a string. Or I can mention my own set of words here. And if I want to do that, that's called a literal, and I need a quote around it, so I need this shift.
Quote.
Apostrophe thing, and say let me pet your
L-E-T space M-E space T-E-T space Y-O-U-R.
That sounds dangerous enough.
Quote. Enter.
Notepad.jss.
And what it returned after I pressed enter was
say string left there and add dog left there and quote let me pet your quote right there and.
Now that was quick, and I'll tell you what, there's a missing right parent, and if I compile with this.
Control S.
Compile error, unexpected word end script, okay.
Unexpected word end script. That didn't exactly tell us what was wrong, did it?
Enter.
Notepad.j.
It's just the effect of leaving off that extra right parent. So we have to have, we have a right parent for the add dog function that we called. Jaws did that for us, but we were typing in the say string ourselves, took responsibility for it, and then failed to follow through by adding the right parent. And that's the effect that it produced.
End script.
And it left us on the end script, which again is the word that it found when it wasn't looking for it. And we're going to back up.
Say string left there, add dog left there.
Because it's usually the prior guy who was the offender. And go right over here and
right there.
Add another
right there.
Parent. So now it should compile.
Control S.
Compile complete. Notepad.jss.
And go to notepad.
Untitled dash notepad. Untitled notepad.
Press our F12 hotkey.
Let me pet your dog.
By golly, it sounds just like we expected it to. There are a whole host of functions that JAWS provides to allow you to manipulate strings. Doing things like getting a string out of the middle of that string, the substring function, where you can basically index the string with an integer value to determine which character you're going to get. Character 1 will be the leftmost character in the string. That is the first one as you read it. These strings are variable length. We don't know how long they are, so there's a string length function that will find that out for you. That'll tell you the number of characters in the string. Substring function lets you decide the starting character and the number of characters to be extracted, so you can get a string out of the middle of some string. You can get the leftmost characters in a string or the rightmost characters by saying like the left 5 or the right 2 or anything like that. By using string left and string right, you can convert lowercase to upper by a function called string to upper. And in fact, if you go browsing through the do the get yourself a script or a function established, and then do the control I to go into the list of functions that are available, and just cursor through there and listen to the help that's presented. In many cases, it's instructive and useful, but not necessarily always, and sometimes you have to just use these functions and see what they do. But there are a bunch of, in the STR category, if you start typing STR, you'll get to them, and it'll show you what all of the string manipulators available are. You can test strings by using the equal sign in an if statement to compare one string to another to see if they're equal. You can actually say if one string is greater than another. And it's kind of a, in order to do that, it kind of sorts them into alphabetical order, looks at them as a word, and says, well, would, if, for example, if I had a string called dog and a string called, not called, but equal to dog, it can be a string called X, but it's actually equal to dog, so I want to be clear about that. In other words, the variable that contains these characters can be called something totally different. So you had a variable called X, and it was of type string, and it was equal to dog, and you had a variable called Y, which was of type string, and it was equal to cat, then you could say if X is greater than Y, then do this. And it would be, because dog comes later in the alphabet than cat, and so that's how you get by with that. But you got to be careful about that. Not, you can't always get by with that, especially with more complex strings, so beware. But you can also use some functions that JAWS provides called, for example, string contains comes to mind, and that would be where you'd say if string X contains string Y, then do this. And it will go take the string Y and look through X and see if it finds that in there. For example, string X might be, I want to pet your dog, and we can then go and say, does string X contain cat? And it will go all the way through X for you and find out if the word cat is in there. And if it is, it'll tell you what character position it's at. And if not, it'll return a zero saying that it's not there. And so that's really rather handy. Just a whole bunch of really cool string manipulating functions available for your abuse. If you have any comments you'd like to make about the series or questions you'd like us to discuss here on the air, send your messages to scriptman@acbradio.org.
Well done, Jim. And if you're enjoying those script tutorials and you would like to review any of them, don't forget that Main Menu is also available on demand from the ACB Radio website. You can go to www.acbradio.org, choose Shows on Demand, and then choose Main Menu. You can easily skim through the sections of Main Menu by hitting the B key to skip forward and the Z key to skip back in Winamp, or the Page Down key to skip forward and the Page Up key to skip back in RealPlayer. That will take you forward and back an item of the show at a time. Now before we go, a reminder that this is the last Main Menu to be heard at this time. There are some programming changes coming up to ACB Radio, and you'll be fully informed about those through the ACB Radio email lists and the ACB Radio website. But as for Main Menu, as of next week, it will be heard on Wednesday mornings at 1 Universal Time. That's Tuesday evenings in the United States, and because the clocks have gone back, it's 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. That's the new time for Main Menu. Wednesdays, 1 till 3 Universal Time. In the United States, that's Tuesdays, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific in the evening. We hope you'll join us at our new time.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
And it's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us at our new time next week.